the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Well, speaking of money, it's getting to be that kind of a weekend almost, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Hello, folks. My name is Patrick Hetsa. This is Shoulders to the Mat. Why I screwed up that intro, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But somehow I managed to.
Use for fun.
Yeah, true. It is our kind of a special edition. I would suppose, our WrestleMania rundown.
The second of two special editions.
Yeah, exactly. The second of two special editions. Well, actually, the second of three. We'll get to what's going on next week in a little bit.
Special edition Backlash?
No, because Backlash doesn't exist anymore.
I know. Okay. The only pay-per-view name that actually made sense to get rid of.
Exactly. It's WWE logic, though. Yeah. Joining me in the studio, as always, our board op and the guy that makes us all sound good and probably the voice of reason of Shoulders to the Mat, Mr. Kevin Gray.
Oh, if I'm the voice of reason, that's a scary thing.
Think about it of the three of us, though.
Yeah, okay.
And then, of course, also joining us, host of Far Post Radio every Monday from 2 to 4 on Chicagoland Sports Radio, along with co-hosting here, Mr. Ruben Tisch.
Hello, everybody.
And we've got a packed studio because we have goons, for one.
Did you call me a goon?
No, goon.
Goon. Is
so
with
if,
a G.
If you hear a lot of laughing and stuff in the background, we have people joining us in studio. And then, of course, we also do have Mr. Nick Pena joining us and his Nickanites.
Yeah, and he's going to make his actual debut on our show. He's going to actually talk.
So he's pulling a Fandango.
That's right.
Because his debut has to do with WrestleMania.
Exactly.
So
the only thing is, people might actually want to see him.
Wait, who?
Nick, not Fandango.
Oh, okay. Yeah, people actually do want to see Nick. I'll openly admit that people do.
I'm not sure cameras aren't on.
Here.
True.
Here.
But as we always do, we're going to kick off the show right away. Right, real quick, it's going to be a little bit different. We are going to be doing the WrestleMania rundown, so that's going to dominate most of the show. But I feel that there are a couple of stories beyond the mat that we kind of need to get into. And the first one is a weird one because a lot of people are wondering details about it, whether it's real, whether it's a work, whether he was drunk, Charlie Haas. And for those that don't know, Ring of Honor had a show in Asheville, North Carolina that Haas was on. And then all of a sudden, everyone starts hearing a ruckus in the background. Apparently, Charlie was hammered.
Allegedly.
Who knows?
No, allegedly is important in this case.
Well, okay, true.
Some might think it's an angle.
Okay. Like, some are reporting it that he was drunk.
Okay.
So, gets into a fight with Grizzly Redwood that I guess Ring of Honor World Champion Kevin Steen actually had to break up. And then Charlie goes out for his match and apparently he's like shouting obscenities and stuff not even towards the crowd. He's shouting them towards Kevin Kelly, towards Nigel McGuinness, towards, you know, a lot of the workers. And then people reporting saying that he seemed upset. He has his match. He loses, which apparently wasn't supposed to happen either. And then he's in the middle of the ring demanding a microphone. They won't give it to him while the crowd's going nuts because apparently everyone's thinking this is his last match or this is one hell of an angle. So he was crying as he left the ring because he was ordered to come back. And all of a sudden, a couple hours later on Twitter, he posts, "I'm retiring." Now,
I can't help but think this is an angle.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be. Why else would they?
Why would they do it a week before, though?
Why would they let him into the ring at all if he was?
Oh, whoa. I get into that. Scott Hall, WCW Nitro.
Yeah, but you'd think that Ring of Honor would run a tighter ship than WCW.
No, they
by running a ship.
But yes.
They, But see, they did that as punishment. It wasn't a, you know, oh, who cares? Let's put him in the ring. They knew he was drunk. They wanted to punish Scott Hall. They embarrassed Scott Hall that night.
Right. You think they're Ring of Honor is embarrassing Charlie Hawk?
No, I think it's an angle. But
right.
I'm just saying, you wonder why he would be in the ring.
Right, but that the show if we has both to go think on. That if we both think that's not the case here, why would you do it unless it was an angle? It's clearly an. I think because of the fact that he was in the ring at all, makes it me think it's an angle.
True.
I mean, it could be. I just
if it's.
I guess we'll find
out
Friday night. Honestly,
yeah, we will.
Because the reported match was Shelton Benjamin versus Charlie Haas. There's no replacement announced. For Shelton Benjamin's opponent. So no replacement for Charlie Haas.
They'll get a replacement. Charlie Haas will do a run-in and beat up
Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton Benjamin?
Except the thing is that Shelton Benjamin isn't under contract. This is supposed to be his last show. So are they pulling a D-Von here?
Maybe it's Brian Pillman thing.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I've been telling people since, like, Royal Rumble that Shelton Benjamin might be heading for the big show,
again.
So to speak. And,
again?
Huh?
Again?
Yeah.
He's coming back to the show.
He's the gold standard. Why wouldn't he come back?
Like, except he was supposed to come back at the Royal Rumble. That's what everyone was thinking.
So his send-off is... So Shelton Benjamin's send-off is getting beat up by an angry Charlie Haas. In which case...
Angry outlaw Charlie Haas.
Which is setting up for Charlie Haas to be one of the top heels in Ring of Honor.
Or maybe...
Except he already is, because nobody... He almost gets X-Pac heat now in Ring of Honor.
Build and build.
Or maybe they're doing what they did with the whole fake Scott Hall and fake... I mean, sorry, fake Razor and fake Diesel. Remember... In USWA, they had fake Diesel lose to fake Razor, only for him to come back next week as a completely different character. I mean, it's possible.
It's possible.
It's weird.
But see, if it wasn't this weekend, if it wasn't WrestleMania weekend.
Right.
Sorry. I just saw, like.
Hey. Focus.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to see in front of.
on stage street here at the Jerry Payton Studios in downtown Chicago.
That great street. Oh, sorry.
But, you know, the fact that it's WrestleMania weekend just makes it sound like an angle.
Right.
Like I said, I guess it's something we'll find out Friday night.
Yeah.
You know?
There we go.
At Supercard of Honor when we find out, you know, if she... I'm going to assume they're probably going to announce it at the show who Charlie Haas's replacement is.
Yeah.
As I'm doing air quotes. And whether or not we find out it's an angle, that's why we talk about it here. Because
Charlie Haas's replacement will be Charlie Haas.
Yeah. No, Brian Kendrick.
Why not? He's doing exactly. Every other show.
Exactly.
Matt Hardy's wrestling 2 matches.
But, what else we got in the news, Patrick?
We also had, speaking of Backlash, as a matter of fact, the Backlash against a certain something that happened Monday night, and...
I think we'll obviously get into it because it's a huge part of what's going down at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The
And that would be CM Punk using the... Earn against Undertaker. We'll say Ashes, but...
He went... I think he finally went too far, and I loved every second of it.
Who didn't see this coming, though?
I know.
He dropped the urn 2 weeks in a row. Right. Like, you're telling me you didn't see this coming? Really?
Right.
The Rock and Cena weren't on the main event stage for Raw.
They were awful.
But... When you have a part-time champion, yeah. But, you know...
Don't remind us.
The fact is, like, we all knew that it had to... you had to end Raw big. Especially since it was such a bad Raw anyway. So...
The ratings show that.
Your champion's cutting a promo halfway through the show. If you're in the main event of the darn show, and it's the biggest show of the year, don't you think your WWE champion, or at least your main event...
Should be last.
Yeah. Well,
Well, I tell you, and I don't want to get too off topic with this, but I tell you, the scary thing about that is it shows that they're not committed to do whatever they're going to do with that main event.
That's true.
That's a good point.
It totally shows a lack of commitment. Because so, we all know how crazy Vince gets.
Right. The backlash of this, as it were, was a lot of people, superstar Billy Graham and Paul Bearer's own family. The interesting thing I thought about that is everyone, and it wasn't really his fault. Everyone took it out of context. What he said and what I read from it was it was shocking to watch. The WWE told us that this would happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was shocking to see it actually happen, which, you know, the cliche, no battle plan survives the enemy.
Right.
You know, that's what this kind of thing was. Well, and he okayed it, and his family okayed it. It just was hard to watch.
The best way I could really describe it is this. Everyone knows about the guy who broke his leg.
The Louisville basketball player.
Louisville basketball player that broke his leg. You see posts on the web saying, don't watch this.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. Then you click on it anyway.
Right.
Exactly. That's are you going to blame
it's
the
challenge.
Person?
It's almost daring you. It's like, come on, we dare you.
Right. So when you get grossed out by it, are you like going to blame the person that sent the link?
It's kind of like the Swagger Glenn Beck thing again. Yeah. It's sort of the same thing.
And if they didn't go this far, you know what everyone would say?
Why didn't they go this far?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, all of a sudden now I'm seeing memes popping up. It goes, you say you want the Attitude Era back, but you get angry anytime we do something edgy.
Right.
Which it's true because – and it's mostly with Punk because they're doing this. They did the Paul Heyman heart attack angle, you know, after Lawler. So,
which, again, approved by
Lawler himself.
And why isn't anyone getting on Undertaker for this?
That's because he's
Undertaker's guy.
Because he's the Undertaker.
But Paul Bearer is the Undertaker's guy. Yeah, for him to even be a part of this.
Yeah, but he's the Undertaker.
I know, but still.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm telling you why it's happening. I mean, it's because he's the Undertaker.
If you're going to get on a guy outside of his character, then you should get on the Undertaker outside of his character, too.
Right.
But if you're going to just keep your anger towards character,
do you even get on his own family because they okayed it?
Exactly.
I think Punk's loving this.
Oh, of course, Punk's loving this.
He's the king of cheap heat.
Yeah,
that's what he essentially is, and WWE is a company that thrives on cheap heat. Right. So if there's
one more quick news note we've got to get to before we do the Hall of Fame stuff. Kenta Kobashi, one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time, announced his retirement at a Pro Wrestling Noah show. I believe it was last week, I think. And his retirement match has been scheduled May 11th at the world-famous Nippon Budokan. It will be an 8-man tag. It will be him, Jun Akiyama, Keiji Muto, and Kensuke Sasaki taking on his four proteges, Kenta, Go Shiozaki, Yoshinobu Kanemaru, and Maybach Taniguchi. That is unbelievably huge, and I'm really sad to see Kenta go, but I think it's time for him. His body just can't take it anymore.
Honestly, he probably could have done it years ago.
He should have done it years ago. Probably. But
now it's just getting to be with numbness and body parts and things like that. So
right, but when Mitsuharu Misawa died, he was the guy keeping Noah afloat, pretty much.
So. Alrighty, folks. Coming up, we're going to run down all of the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony festivities along with Access, and then we're going
to
start running down.
Yay, we get to talk wrestling politics.
Yeah, a little bit. You are listening to Shoulders to the Mat on Chicagoland Sports Radio. Welcome back, folks. Shoulders to the Man on Chicagoland Sports Radio. Kevin Gray.
Yeah, Gray. Gray. There's an R there.
Sorry.
Like, it's all right.
Ruben Tisch. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Welcome back, folks. Talking the WWE Hall of Fame, as you just heard. Of course, Dude Love.
Can't believe you didn't say my name right. I'm not doing this show now.
Okay.
That means you have to run the board.
No, Mr. Tisch can do it too.
No, that means you have to run the board.
Oh, crap. All right. Fine. I'm sorry for screwing up your name. Okay?
All right.
Does that work?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on. WWE Hall of Fame and a packed, jam-packed, full class. Would anybody go out on a limb and call it the greatest Hall of Fame class of all time?
I would say so.
Yeah. Bruno's there. You automatically...
Not even just Bruno. No,
but
everybody.
But you know what I mean, right?
I'm more excited about Bob Backlund and
Bruno Sammartino. Well, yeah, but because Bruno Sammartino's
Bruno
there.
Is the king of New York.
Right. Essentially.
Well...
That's funny.
Denying it, though?
No. It's just funny because you said Bruno. You didn't say Bruno Sammartino. So I was just thinking of...
No. I meant Bruno Sammartino.
You mean the bad Sacha Baron Cohen
yes.
movie.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, Borat was funny, and the Ali G movie was great.
He only, I wouldn't even say any of them are really funny.
But it's that Stein's massive.
Anyway, so we got 6 inductees, which is actually low for a year. A little bit weird. It's a smaller class, but I think
it's big names,
bigger
it's
names,
smaller in number, quality, not quantity, essentially.
Yeah.
So, of course, as you heard, coming back from our little commercial break, you heard Dude Love, Mick Foley being, I can't even say headliner because everyone here is almost a legit headliner.
Technically, that's 3 people being inducted into the Hall of Fame. In
4.
One.
4.
Oh,
Mankind,
yeah.
Mankind, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, and Mick Foley.
I always forget about Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Like,
remember, he wrestled at WrestleMania 2000 and WrestleMania 22 as Mick Foley.
Mankind's retired.
Mrs. Foley's baby boy done good.
Yeah. So I guess, could you actually say 9 people are being inducted
into the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Into the Hall of Fame. 4 of them are being inducted by Terry Funk. So... obviously, Terry Funk and Mick Foley, very good friends, former tag teams.
No Al Snow?
No. No.
What's with you and Al Snow?
Yeah.
This is like a running thing for the last several weeks. What's with you and Al Snow?
Because he works for that other company.
That. You didn't see him announce his who was going to induct him?
No.
He said it was Al Snow at first.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
no.
Just kidding.
Do Al and Mick really?
No, they're great friends.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know.
They are. And at one point they did have beef, but.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're very good friends.
That's just
now.
Me being out
but
of the loop.
Al Snow works for TNA. So, honestly, if Al Snow didn't work for TNA, I could see a pitch for Al Snow inducting Mick.
Yeah.
So we've got that. And then also we have Trish Stratus being inducted. Not by Lita, though. I was actually a little surprised. It's reportedly going to be Stephanie McMahon.
That's interesting.
I could see it, though, because what was Trish's first major storyline in WWE?
Sleeping with Vince and having the billion-dollar princess be mad at her.
And so fighting with Stephanie. So yeah. That kind of...
In fact, didn't they fight in a pile of something we can't mention on this show?
Manure?
Yes.
Yes. There was a lot of dirty stuff.
You mentioned it, and now the joke's not even funny.
Well, I know where you were going with that, but we'll just leave it at that. And then we also have Bob Backlund being... This one's weird. This one's probably the weirdest out of them, but apparently they are actually good friends. Bob Backlund is being inducted by... Mr. Bob Backlund being inducted by Maria Menounos. So
okay.
she'll be making her second appearance, which qualifies her for the WWE Hall of Fame now.
Yeah. Wait. So basically it was like, we can't do a match, so...
You get to induct Bob Backlund.
Yeah, we can't put you in a match, so...
But here. Really, though, who else?
I think they actually are good friends, though. I've heard that they are
who
friends.
Who else would you have induct?
Oh, there's a lot of people.
Well, you can't give Sheiky the microphone.
No. Right. Bret Hart could have inducted
Hart him. Hart could have absolutely done it.
Because Bob Backlund basically did
Kevin
pass
Nash,
the torch.
Possibly.
That's what I was thinking, because, you know, what I remember most about Kevin Nash's TNA run was him name
dropping. Which they wouldn't even mention that.
Right, but it's him name dropping Bob Backlund in everything he ever did.
Oh my
I'm
god!
Sorry.
That just reminded me of the.
I didn't watch TNA
during
that time.
That's when it was good.
The Paparazzi Championship yes. Series, the PCS. It's Bob Backlund approved. So, and then
and the Wrestler's Court skit they did. Yes. When, yeah.
And then you have Donald Trump being inducted by Vincent Kennedy McMahon. That's an easy one.
Yeah.
That's a really
actually,
easy
it,
one.
I think it could have been Bobby Lashley.
No, I don't think Bobby Lashley would have done it.
Yeah, but he won the match. He won
yeah,
the
but league. I don't no. think anyone wants to see Bobby Lashley, no. including Donald Trump. He's like, you gave me Bobby Lashley. Really?
Well, Vince had Umaga. Rest in peace.
I'd rather have
Umaga than Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. I'd rather have Umaga now.
Yeah. Honestly, at least with Trump, I don't see anybody else that could have inducted him.
That's true.
No. I really don't.
They've been friends for maybe Jim Ross. Just because he's Jim Ross.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
They try to avoid having Jim Ross on TV too much. Even though I'm sure he's going to be calling.
Undertaker CM Punk.
No,
I think it's going to be.
No, I don't think he's going to call anything.
Well, if he would, I think it would be Triple H versus.
If anything, but I don't think he's going to call anything. I really don't. Yeah. And then also, you've got Booker T. His isn't announced yet who's inducting him.
It's Stevie Ray.
Do you think they do Stevie Ray?
It's
got to
be. It's got to be.
It's got to be Stevie Ray, or it's going to be Charmel.
No. Charmel wasn't enough of a talent.
Of a talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say this, but Charmel is less of a talent in the WWE than Maria Menounos.
You can make an argument for
it. You can make an
So I would say Stevie Ray, because almost everybody else is either passed away or not, has nothing to do with the company.
Maybe Scotty Steiner. Sorry.
Refer to the Sheik on that one.
True. Well, no, because at least if Scotty knows if he's in front of a microphone, don't swear.
Right. You can have Goldust, dude.
But that would be... yeah, you could. But Dustin and... Well, he is back in the WWE, so...
That's true.
Dustin,
I mean, you could.
Nash could do it, too.
Yeah, the Nash thing is a little...
If well, I mean, if you couldn't get...
I mean, yeah, I don't really know who else could do it. And then, of course, you have the final one, who probably is the headliner, that is going to have to wait for a sec, because it is update time with Nick. You're listening to Shoulders to the Man on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
That was dirty. During the break... Ketsa showed me a internet meme of
Rangers pitchers not being able to get the last out since 2011.
That's awful.
I guess this is like the third time that they've gotten 26 up, 26 down, and then they blew it on the last one.
Not to mention they can't win a World Series.
Yeah. I actually thought that's what that was about, was the whole World Series and not being able to.
Well, no, that would be since 2010, wouldn't it?
True.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. Shoulders to the Man on Chicagoland Sports Radio. We're running down the WWE Hall of Fame.
Holler if you hear us.
There you go.
Except I don't think, you know, the final inductee, I don't think would allow him to do it. And that is obviously most likely going to be the highlight of WrestleMania, of the Hall of Fame ceremony, Bruno Sammartino being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Finally, after and I think they've been chasing after Bruno for 10 years, maybe longer.
Who does this one, though?
Hmm?
Who's doing this one?
Arnold. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold. They are very good friends since like the 70s.
The governor.
He will be inducted.
You know what that means. You know what that means.
No economic girly men?
No. that would be cool if Dana Carvey and Kevin. Oh, God, yes! But that means that Bruno Sammartino is going to be in Expendables 3.
Oh, my God. I never thought about that. That's actually entirely possible.
Yes, it is. Actually,
that's a scary thought.
Triple H could be in it, too.
I've heard Hogan possibly too.
And also The Rock, who's just lobbying to be in any movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in Star Wars. I wouldn't be in Expendables. I wouldn't be in
The whole thing about the Expendables was you had the pro wrestling guy and the MMA guy. You had Randy Couture and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. Right.
They so got you've got to bring in. You've got to bring in
more.
Yeah.
More MMA guys.
It's perfect. Isn't
to line up?
Didn't
with
GSP
the
sign on for that?
No. GSP's doing the new Captain America movie.
Hmm. Canadian guy doing Captain America. How about that?
No, he's playing the bad guy.
Still, a Canadian guy sense. In Captain... Okay, well, yeah, sense. Okay. Yeah. Captain Canada versus Captain America. Moving on.
Captain Canada exists.
Yeah. So, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the one inducting Bruno Sammartino into the WWE Hall of Fame. This is a jam-packed class. Like I said, a lot of people considered the best class before to be, I believe, was WrestleMania 21 in Hollywood, when it was all WrestleMania 1 wrestlers.
Yeah.
And you had, like, Hogan, and you had Piper, Orndorff, Sheik, Volkov, and all that. Even though it's smaller in size, because of the fact that they have Backlund and Sammartino, and then also Foley, I would actually go out on a limb and say this is the biggest class of all time.
No Pete Rose is here.
Yeah, no. And I'm sorry, okay? Donald Trump deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes,
he's
agree,
been
completely.
Dealing on and off with the company for 25 years.
No, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, you know.
There wouldn't have been a WrestleMania 4 or 5 without Donald
Trump. He was
the
host of 4 or 5. He was at 7 in 20, involved in 23.
In one of the most interesting
matches,
promotional ideas of all time.
In the first ever time that an inanimate object got its own entrance at WrestleMania. The first time. Happened twice. That was the first time.
Not counting Hell in a Cell.
Okay, then it was the only time.
Well, you can't count
because
the Hell
in a Cell got its own entrance.
Yeah, but
Hell in a Cell gets its own entrance.
But that's why you can't count it.
But I mean, it got its own like full entrance with the song, video, everything at 28.
You have to count it.
Why?
Because the Elimination Chamber doesn't do it. And that's
okay.
Big,
so
you
okay.
Gotta count.
Okay. Let's say non-wrestling related item that is inanimate got its own entrance at WrestleMania, Okay? And obviously, we're talking about the barber's chair for the Battle of the Billionaires.
Right.
But I'm sorry, and I know it was actually Nick who brought it up, feeling that Trump should not be in. I wholeheartedly disagree. I feel that Donald J. Trump absolutely should be put into the WWE Hall of Fame.
I disagree with pretty much everything that comes out of his mouth, but he should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with
to
that,
be honest, I don't know if he agrees with all of it.
He's just saying things just to say things.
Yeah.
Because he's Donald Trump. That's what he does.
Alrighty, folks. Coming up, we start running down the card. 10 matches. It's gonna be a real fun show. Don't forget. Also, we're gonna be announcing the winner of our WrestleMania Mania tournament coming up in the next hour. So you still have some time to vote. You got a little bit about an hour left to vote before we announce the winner for
show
that.
This to the man
vote
on Facebook.
17.
Yeah, vote for 17. You are listening to Show This to the Mat on Chicagoland Sports
Vote for 3
Radio.
Just to be different.
No, 17. Went out with one, came in with another.
I think this is the only time you're ever going to hear Peter Gabriel
on the show.
On the show.
Oh, just wait until next week when all of a sudden our fans are going to start hearing Tom Jones. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, not kidding.
I'm actually not kidding. We'll probably be hearing Tom Jones. Miss Natural expected to join us for, like I said, it next week's almost another special edition because we're going to be doing a Shimmer preview. It's to debut our move to 3 hours. And I just made the announcement that I was supposed to hold off until...
That's okay.
Oh, well.
We have another announcement in the show anyway, so...
That is true.
And you got on me on Saturday for blowing everything.
Well, that was a little bit different.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because the main event always goes last. Okay? That is, folks, next week we do actually move to a brand new start time, longer show. So instead of 12 to 2 Central, if you want to hear us, you got to tune in 2 hours earlier. And we will be from 10 to 1 Central Standard Time. That is starting next week. And we do have another announcement, and it's something big that's going to be occurring next week, but we are going to save that for later. And we'll probably do that right after we announce the winner of the WrestleMania Mania tournament.
Well, that's sad news that just came across my Twitter feed that has absolutely nothing to do with professional wrestling.
Does it have anything to do with hockey?
No, but
does
Disney...
it have anything to do with sports, not soccer?
Yes, sort of. Disney closed LucasArts, the game studio.
That is actually...
That is, okay. I'll grant you that.
Hey, thanks for writing my show later.
No problem.
Don't forget, folks, also, if you do want to hear, it is Game On Radio from 6 to 8 here on Chicagoland Sports Radio with D. Jones and, of course, one of my partners in crime, to my far left, Mr. Kevin Gray.
You know, that means less work on Kingdom Hearts 3 because Buena Vista Games is now doing everything.
Yeah.
All right. Getting into WrestleMania 29, the card. Essentially, it's going to be a five-hour show. Honestly. Because, real quick, a little bit of a gripe. WWE announced that they are doing a full one-hour pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with that. And they're going to have Wade Barrett versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
The return of Sunday Night Heat.
Yes. Yeah. And no, online. It's online only.
But yeah. Still.
But here's the gripe. WWE also said that for the first time ever, they will be doing a post-game show, which will be on WWE.com.
I think this is the first idea. Well, not the first, but it's that WWE took. Because TNA does post-shows.
Except here's the problem. Here's the problem.
It's not
There's
the first
nothing
time
right about that. They did a post-game show when they did their all-day-long with WrestleMania 2000.
Mm-hmm.
They did a post-game show after WrestleMania 22, which I very distinctly remember.
Yeah.
They kind of did a post-game show last year.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Who announced it? Vicky? Because, you know, if it didn't happen in the last 3 years,
it's been
the first time
years,
ever.
It's been about 5 years, so for the first time. No, they just did a formal press release saying that they were going to be doing a post-game show. And it's like, you've done a post-game show both online and on TV.
The
10-year
rule. Because
remember, WrestleMania 2000 was a 12-hour day.
The 10-year rule.
I mean, you could try and pull the 10-year rule, but...
It's the 10... It's clearly what they're trying.
Chicago, but we can
remember
this.
But it's only been 7 years.
Hmm?
But it's only been 7 years.
Attention spans are shorter now.
That is true.
Yeah. Like Vicky said, it's been about 4 years, so for the first time ever. and then... Getting into the card, there are so many other matches that you could move. Why move the Intercontinental Championship to the pre-show?
Because the Intercontinental Championship, and it hurts me saying this, but it doesn't matter.
And
that's a debate for another show.
But real quick,
well, I mean,
and
it's
the eight-person tag match does.
Yeah, but it no, but hey, but the WWE like that's what they're proving. That's what they're saying with this.
I could tell you why that was moved. Remember last year? Remember the, 5 minutes of what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, when they had, 500 grandmothers come out and dance.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That is why the 8-man tag match is considered more important than Wade Barrett versus The Miz.
Do you really think they'll pull something?
Can I just say?
I'm just saying, they're going to pull something with Brodus Clay. It might
with
it's
tons
not gonna
of
be
funk?
That. It's not going to be that.
Can I say that Tons of Funk is
Tons of Funk? Tons of Funk?
They should have kept with Monsters of Funk, but whatever.
But it does. I think.
Who cares at this point?
Tons of Funk is a really good tag team name. I like it. I like it.
I mean, it is.
Like
it's a lot of fun, but my God.
But of course, it's. And of course, Road Scholars definitely more important than Wade Barrett. I don't know.
Not as long
as they have that mustache.
I like it.
It's Clark Gable, darn it.
The mustache is going to be the catalyst for Cody Rhodes' face turn.
Face mustache. No.
That pun not intended.
But it happened.
There you go.
Right?
Right.
Guys, we're actually going to have Nick chime in also on this. Wade Barrett versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
I don't know who should go first.
I don't think it really matters.
Nick,
you know what? Let's have Nick. Make sure his mic's on, please.
We're supposed to set up these
gentlemen. What's
Nick.
Up?
Nick, who's your pick for Wade Barrett versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship?
Well, Nick and Knights, I want to say one thing, and I like Wade Barrett, but I'm going to go with The Miz to retain his Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania.
Wade Barrett's the champion.
My fault. To Miz to win the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania.
You can't have a title change hands on the pre-show.
Yeah, you can.
Well, you can.
SummerSlam pre-show.
I forgot about that.
Well, that's precisely my point. Is if a tree falls and no one's around to hear it, doesn't make a noise.
Yes. I change it.
People will be around to hear it.
I change my pick.
You can't. You're already in the Excel spreadsheet
Miz will win.
Wade Barrett's going to win, and that's all I've got to say on that one.
I think the Intercontinental title does change hands as something of a good opener. Well, dark match opener. Mm-hmm. I actually do think Miz does take the Intercontinental Championship. Mm-hmm. I'm picking Marine 3 over Dead Man Down.
That's a wise choice.
Yeah. In more ways than one. Yeah.
And I'm going with the Miz also, and for a very simple reason. Intercontinental Champion equals face. WWE or world, but, you know, WWE Championship equals heel. That is a very good equation for the WWE to use, and they should think about that very hard, because The Miz needs to be the champion. The Miz will actually bring credibility to that championship.
Exactly. As weird as that sounds.
He'll bring as much credibility as he did to the WWE title.
He was a decent WWE champion. Decent.
His big rivalry was with Jerry Lawler.
No, his big rivalry was with John Cena. But
no, it was with Lawler.
He's not a bad worker.
No, he's not.
I don't like him.
A lot of people don't like him.
I'm kind of ambivalent towards him.
But a lot of people want to be him, so.
Because he's awesome. So, three Mizzes and a Barrett?
Yeah.
Right, Nick?
That sounds like a movie.
I was going to say, it sounds like a bad sitcom on TBS.
Well, it sounds like a bad movie because it's based on a bad movie.
All right, someone get Tom Selleck around.
Oh, God, no!
Who's Tom Selleck?
Where's
exactly. He was in, yeah, exactly.
I don't know who that
greatest
is.
Stash ever, I'm
Magnum
sorry.
Magnum P.I.?
You don't know Magnum P.I.?
I've watched sports when I was a little kid.
I never said I watched Magnum P.I., but I know who
Tom Selleck is.
Yeah. Magnum T.A.?
No. Well, that is. He's got us there because Magnum T.A. was based off Magnum P.I.
Yeah.
Except Magnum T.A.'s initials were Terry Allen.
Right.
See, I guessed
with
it
a
right.
great. You guessed correctly.
Yes.
C.
Okay. Moving on. Since we already mentioned it, we might as well go and do it now. Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls versus the Rhodes Scholars and the Bella Twins in an 8-person mixed tag team match. This will not be the show opener, unfortunately.
No, actually, that's fortunate because you don't want to be sick at the beginning of the show.
I think next segment, we're going to get it. We'll do what I think will actually open the show.
That's cool.
I think... Because, I'll start with this one, Cameron and Naomi are better wrestlers than the Bella
Twins.
That
Divas match on Monday was actually really good.
I know.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Because Cameron and Naomi are better than the Bella Twins, that team, Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls, will win this match.
Wow. I don't understand your logic.
I was about to say. the choice was right. The logic, though. The logic getting there. I'm just going to pick Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls simply because... Just look at the match.
They're also the good guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be you need something to make the kids happy. It's gonna be Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes. Who? Ask who?
My question to you is: are the Rhodes Scholars back together? Because if the Rhodes Scholars are back together, mm-hmm. then the Rhodes Scholars and the Bella Twins win because you need to give the Bella Twins something. Other than their raise
didn't
and
you
their
ju-
enhancement to come back.
It certainly looks like it.
Yeah.
It certainly looks... I mean, here's back my, together the tag team. It certainly looks like it.
I think it's them because they're back together.
You think Rhodes Scholars?
Yes.
Okay.
Simply because why put them back together just to lose at Mania?
Nick?
To the fact that they defeated the Funkadactyls twice, they're going to lose at WrestleMania to the Funk Masters.
He's got a point.
Sweet T and Ten.
No.
He's got a point.
No. I'm not cutting it off on a choice. I'm just calm down, Nick. Don't worry.
What are you talking about?
So you're taking Tons of Funk.
T- Tons of fun.
Okay.
This is really the By the way, this is such a better role for Tensai than what he was doing before.
Yes.
Just lose lose the face paint and we're fine, honestly. Alrighty, folks. Coming up, we're going to be running down my thinking is what will be the opener. And then also, don't forget, next hour, we're going to pick the winner of WrestleMania Mania Tournament. WrestleRock Rumble, whatever we want to call it. You are listening to...
You know
to
you got to play the WrestleRock Rumble.
At some point, yes. You know at some point, yeah, you've got to play it. You are listening to the WrestleMania Rundown on Shoulders to the Mat on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
This is Ken Rednick, and I'm here to say we've got the greatest wrestlers in the AWA. But you're not here to listen to me mumble. Let's fill you in on the WrestleRock Rumble. Get on!
WrestleRock, be there.
We're the Midnight Rockers, Sean and Marty. We love to wrestle, and we love to party. You don't have to worry, we're not gonna bumble, because we'll be shaking through the WrestleRock Rumble. Ow!
Completely forgot Shawn Michaels did that.
So are Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig.
I know, it's great.
That's not funny. I got my army a lot.
We mentioned it. We had to welcome back, folks. Shoulders to the Mat on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
The best one is Larry Zbysko, who's in there somewhere.
With this blood-curdling scream. I think Burns. This is the WrestleRock Rumble. We had to bring it up, folks.
That's just scary.
And honestly, the music kind of goes with it because our next match... And originally I did say that we were going to with what I thought was the opener, but we're not going to quite do that yet.
Time.
Our next match, though, has a lot to do with music and dancing.
Music and like, why wouldn't they just have a
and it's not funk.
Why wouldn't they just have a music off where you could have
that's later.
Fandango dance and then Fozzie can play. And then...
Wait a minute. How dare you say it like that? How dare you say Fandango?
You have to
stress the A's. It's
Fandango.
Fun.
Versus Chris Jericho.
You didn't give enough time.
Okay, to the,
I don't
to stretch out the stretch
it's fun.
Look, we're not introducing him. He's gonna debut at WrestleMania. What does it matter?
Because we want him to.
No, you
be
even
in the
you
match.
Said it wrong, Nick. Sorry.
you want him to be in the match, so we have to say it. Right?
You know, really, because none of us are attractive females, we all said it wrong just based on principle, apparently.
Sure, we'll go with
that. That is
so
true.
Chris Jericho versus the debuting in his first. Is it his first match?
Yes.
Okay. He's only Jericho.
Well, his first match that he actually will compete in.
Yeah.
Assuming that he competes.
Wait, so hold on.
This one down, he'd be insane.
How many matches has he turned down?
Five.
So
four?
So he has started his WWE career 0-4, or 0-5.
No, because the matches never happened based on WWE logic.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
No, Fandango.
Fandango. Fandango. How dare you even mention that name on this show?
Who is this person you're speaking of?
Johnny
of
who? Jimmy what? No.
No. Wait.
Who is it? Who are you talking about, Nick?
Johnny Curtis.
No!
Who's who?
You are talking about Fandango.
Okay, I'll go with the gimmick.
And his beautiful assistant.
Absolutely.
Who will never know her name.
No, we won't.
Because she will be replaced soon.
Alrighty, guys. Chris Jericho and Fandango. Look, if he's listening, my
obvious.
Apologies. We're crunched for time, though. I can't say it completely. So I'm sorry to Fandango.
Because of who's in this match?
It's obvious.
It's obvious. Yeah.
Are we pretty much unanimous on this?
I think so.
All right. Real quick, we'll just go and we'll just do it. Make the choices real quick. Kevin?
Fandango.
Ruben.
Fandango.
Nick.
Y2J.
You're an idiot. I'm sorry. I don't mean. No.
Chris, Chris Jericho is
Y2J,
famous
folks.
For losing at WrestleMania.
Wait. Okay. Nick, why? Why?
Yeah,
Y2J?
I've got to hear this one.
I'm going with experience over the rookie. Y2J, Chris Jericho.
Yeah, but Chris Jericho's famous for losing at WrestleMania.
You do realize Chris Jericho's going on tour, so.
He could go out with a win. It could happen.
No.
He never
you mean
goes
like at
SummerSlam? Do you know how many times he's been fired off of
For losing a match. Hold on a second. He won at SummerSlam, lost the next night. Yep. He lost at WrestleMania. When, he lost it.
When has Jericho ever won at WrestleMania?
Actually,
WrestleMania 2000.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
2000.
Intercontinental title.
He didn't win at 17.
No.
Was he at 18?
I don't think he was.
Michaels,
he lost to Shawn Michaels.
At 19.
At 19. 20.
I think we're going to have to continue this discussion in just a couple of moments.
But basically, you get what we're going at here.
Yeah.
When it comes to the
it's
big
a debut.
Stage, he's a loser.
Yeah.
Fandango wins.
Fandango.
He's the best at what he does, and what he does is lose at WrestleMania.
Guys, we've got to stop for a minute. I'm doing...
You know what? I'm a loser.
I'm doing the pose in the studio. Here's the problem. I don't have the light right, jacket.
No.
I'm sorry,
you guys didn't pick them. You shouldn't do that.
And I'm sticking to it. He's not winning.
Chris Jericho.
Possibly could pull off match of the night.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think that could be a show stealer.
Yeah.
However, speaking of show stealers, in my opinion, this will open the show, but it will be one hell of a hot opener, I think.
Yes, because of the one person involved.
And you make fun of me for puns.
Honestly, she had nothing to do with it.
That wasn't what I was talking about.
No, he was talking about the stealing the show.
No, I was talking about the hot.
Oh, Kane?
Yes.
No,
we weren't even going there. But obviously, getting into that for the tag team championship.
The thing with the fire.
Yeah.
We get it now, but
he has anger issues. That's just not even right to make fun of that.
No, he doesn't. No.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
No.
You're indifferent. Team Hell No versus my.
That's two Joe Six paintings.
I'm gonna call him Zig Big and Crazy.
that makes sense.
Team Hell No versus Zig Big and Crazy. Kane and Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston with AJ, and it's for the tag team titles. My guess is, unfortunately, sorry Bryan, but I'm Mr. Bryan, but I think this is gonna be the opener.
No, it's a good opening match.
It is. It's a decent opening match, as long as it goes long.
As long as it doesn't go 15 seconds this time.
I honestly think if they make it a running gag, and just
just keep screwing with Daniel Bryan in the opening match at Mania.
Yeah, but make him win like a 15-minute and just have his
15-second
match and have his match be the shortest match of the night every WrestleMania he's there.
Oh,
that
God.
Would be kind of awesome.
Anything's possible in the WWE.
That would be kind of awesome.
Anything is possible.
And, yeah, it's true. So, Kane and Daniel Bryan. I mean, how long have they had the belts?
Really
a while
long.
Now.
A while.
Almost, I think a little longer than Antonio Cesaro, right?
Yeah. September 16, 2012.
So a month after. So.
By the way, how can a little bone to pick with before we do this? How can your United States champion not be here?
Who says he's not going to be?
How can the Divas not have a title match?
Who says they're not
going
to?
But I mean,
the WWE has not ever like done we're not going to add a match to WrestleMania. They've done it before.
Yeah.
They added two last year, I think.
Yeah,
but why wouldn't you set them up on television first?
Because AJ versus Caitlyn doesn't need to be set up. And Antonio Cesaro...
It's been set up for years, honestly, ever since they teamed as the Chick Busters.
That's true.
And Antonio Cesaro, who even knows who he's going to go against?
R-Truth.
Maybe
if he goes against anybody, it's R-Truth.
What's up?
No. He could still go against The Miz.
They won't give Miz two matches.
Ziggler's done it before.
But one of the matches isn't on...
The show.
No, they're gonna count that just like any canon match.
All right, fine.
So
we'll see.
They've been thinking of R-Truth, but I don't know.
R-Truth is actually it's an hour long pre-show, so
they
never know what
maybe they bring someone up. Maybe it's
The fact that there are one, two.
Well, I mean, maybe they bring someone up from NXT. Maybe they have Antonio Cesaro versus, I don't know, Cassius Ohno.
They won't do that because they already have four people debuting at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it won't be a debut. It would be an American person, and it'll have to be somebody who could legitimately win.
Bo Dallas?
Interesting.
It just dawned on me. Could Bo Dallas have a shot?
Maybe. Bray Wyatt. That would definitely be pregame.
No, not Bray Wyatt. It's got to be Bo Dallas because Bo Dallas was already debuted.
Yeah. I like Bray Wyatt's work, though.
So
I do.
But tag titles on the line, Hell No versus Zig Big and Crazy. Ruben?
Whatever happens here is going to happen because of AJ Lee.
Correct.
She
will decide who wins this match.
Who wins the match, though?
I think it's going to be Team Hell No. I think she and Big E are going to turn on Dolph Ziggler.
Mm.
Nick?
I'm going with Team Hell No, Daniel Bryan and Kane.
Kevin?
Interesting. I can't believe this is going to happen. But we're going to have at least three Team Hell No's. But my logic is simple. You don't have Team Hell No lose that badly on the Raw before and then lose at WrestleMania.
Right.
I disagree with Big E Langston
being the reason why.
The reason why. AJ will be the reason why. Any outcome, it will be AJ, though.
But
Team Hell No.
You're saying Hell No?
Yes, I'm actually saying Hell No. Despite all the beliefs that I have for Dolph and Patrick, we've discussed this multiple times,
which is why I guess I'm stuck going against the grain here.
I
want to go that way, but
by the end of the night, Dolph Ziggler will be a face, and you. We'll talk about what happens later.
He may cash in his Money in the Bank.
We're getting to that. We get to that.
By the end of the night, Dolph Ziggler will be a face.
Which is why this is the opening match.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go against the grain here. I'm actually going to go with Zig Big and Crazy. Because I think in order to start something, maybe you go Daniel Bryan versus Kane after this. But I think Ziggler, Langston are walking out with the tag team titles.
Yeah.
Is that all of the gold I think they're walking out with?
No.
I think maybe. I'll have to direct to the opposing team's name and say, hell no.
I will say this, and this last thing I'm going to say about this match. Somebody is going to turn as a result of this match.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be Dolph Ziggler or Daniel Bryan.
I think Daniel Bryan's.
I hope my prediction is wrong.
Daniel Bryan? Is he a face or a heel?
Right now, he's a face.
Yeah.
Neutral.
They're kind of anti-heels. Uh-huh. Well, speaking of somebody gonna get their kicked. Okay. Somebody gonna get their wig split.
Let's just hurry up with this one, because this is...
This one should be pretty easy. Ryback versus Mark Henry, the battle of the big men.
Ryback, because faces always go over.
Nick?
I'm going with Feed Me More, Ryback.
So two Rybacks?
Mark Henry, because Ryback could not lift Mark Henry up.
He barely got Tensai up.
Yep. That's even true. Though Tensai did kind of do that.
So
to
we
him,
are splitting on this one. I'm actually going to agree with Kevin and go that Henry actually gets the win.
I disagree. Faces always win these kind of matchups.
Who says Ryback's a face?
He's never really established anything.
Apparently, well, I mean... That's how they're marketing him. He got a T-shirt.
He threw Zack Ryder, and everyone has a T-shirt now.
Right, but I mean, the way I see him, the whole "Feed Me More" catchphrase thing.
I hate that.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of it either. But the catchphrase he's going over.
It is his catchphrase.
Yeah.
Nah, I think the Hall of Pain actually
gets another member.
Gets another member.
On Hall of Fame weekend.
I don't think this will be the last time they face. I think maybe they do something at Extreme Rules in May.
Definitely.
But I think Mark Henry, I think Mark Henry actually gets
you know what?
Side note real quick.
Yes.
WWE, think about this. Endorsement time. Chef Boyardee, you guys used to do it all the time.
Oh, man.
Ryback.
Feed me more.
Chef Boyardee.
And maybe he actually gets filled on the jumbo stuffed raviolis.
Exactly.
I think Kane did that one.
That's a good commercial.
I just got you guys more money.
There you go.
Now, please make good product.
But wait a minute. Didn't you take Henry?
I picked Henry,
yeah.
But I'm saying commercial idea.
Okay. So that's two Rybacks and two Henrys.
Chef Boyardee ravioli eating contest between Ryback and Mark Henry.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That sounds perfect for the main event of Raw. That would be miserable.
Hey, it's better than the deep dish eating pizza contest between Matt Hardy and MVP.
That is true.
Yeah, I'll grant you that one. Moving on, though. More debuts. At least WrestleMania debuts.
Yes.
And I mentioned that there were four making their WrestleMania debut. Here comes 2, 3, and 4. Sheamus, Randy Orton, and Big Show versus Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, The Shield. In a six-man tag. I got a feeling that we're going to be split on this one, too.
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't we start with Kevin this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm starting with the double main event.
Let's see. I think The Shield wins cleanly. I think this is going to be just a flat out, you know, barn burner, slobber knocker, all the Jim Ross things you can say. And I think it'll end with the knee government off the top rope.
Government mules shall be
beaten. Yes.
Don't forget the petcoon.
I'm guaranteeing that it will end with Seth Rollins hitting the top rope knee. Like, and it'll probably be on to Sheamus. He gets the win. Randy Orton turns on Sheamus.
By the way, perfect game alert.
Come on.
Don't do it.
Through one batter, Jake PV has struck out his first batter.
Anyway, Ruben, your choice.
I agree with Kevin. I think the Shield is going to win, but I don't think cleanly. The obvious answer is Big Show turns on his...
That's the obvious answer?
Actually, yes. That is an obvious answer.
He's the heel. But that's not what's going to happen. Sheamus is going to turn.
Oof.
Interesting.
So we have Big Show being the obvious answer. You're saying Sheamus turns.
Because the WWE knows it's the obvious answer. So they'll pick...
No, it's not. I'm sorry, but I think...
You really don't think Show's the obvious answer to turn on his tag team?
Perfect game alert. Yeah. PV struck out his second batter. Nick?
Believe in the Shield.
Okay.
Oh, no, anything with it?
I'm going with the Shield because there's just been
no. Because we're also determining whether it's clean or not. Do you think something happens? Do you think they just win?
I say clean, just like they did at TLC. Clean.
Okay, you can't really call that a clean win because that was an entire huge weapons match.
Yeah, but
well, in my view.
But I mean, they didn't cheat to win.
So it's
okay.
Clean.
Clean.
I go clean.
We're unanimous on the Shield winning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're split on it being clean, though. I think Shield gets to win. I don't think it's clean, though. Except Ruben says Big Show's the obvious answer. He's going with Sheamus. I'm going with the third. Because Kevin's the third man,
Shivani?
Sorry, he's not on today. Kevin said after the match with Orton. I think it's during the match. I think Orton turns, costing his team the match because of the fact that, like you said, Big Show seems like the obvious answer, which is why they wouldn't do it. They're going to give somebody else. But I think it's going to be Randy Orton that turns on his team and costs his team the match and maybe not necessarily joins the Shield, but he's going to help them get the win. And by the way, as a small bonus, do we see them have some kind of a special entrance? Maybe with a helicopter, you know, coming down from a helicopter or something.
Anything's possible.
I don't think they're going to do anything aerial just because, you know.
We've seen what the set looks like. It'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah, but,
you could have them enter into the crowd.
But I think they're going to have something special, okay. Yeah.
And with that, folks. Doink the Clown. Really?
You never know.
He's got a point.
Wow. Coming up, we start talking the main events. You're listening to Shoulders to the Mat, our WrestleMania Rundown Special on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
make sure you call into the ECW hotline.
I usually I could do a good Paul Heyman. I can't do it today, though.
Well, wouldn't that be more of a Paulie Dangerous? Yeah.
You know who?
No, he was Paul Heyman in ECW, too.
You know who Brock Lesnar reminds me of?
Who?
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. Show is 10 Man on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
You know, Brock Lesnar has the best F5 since Yes.
The 1967.
Carl Yastrzemski. Hard name to say. But yeah, Hawk Harrelson likes to
talk about it. Yeah, he talks about Yaz a lot.
Yes.
That's why I'm a Cubs fan.
By the way, the 67 Red Sox.
For any Southside listeners, nothing. It's a perfect game alert for Jake Peavy, though. Just so you know. And they just collide, and two Royals players just collided.
Yeah, but they caught
the ball. He made the catch.
And that's the team that's supposed to be in second place in this division.
Kansas City.
What, today?
No.
Everybody's in second place today.
Kansas City. But you know Ned Yost is going to lose them a bunch of ball games.
Yeah, of course.
Anywho, getting back, as you heard Lesnar, next match up. Just so all of your questions are answered.
Lesnar still hasn't gotten to the ring yet.
Just to answer all of your questions, yes, Triple H is coming out of retirement to wrestle a retirement match. Brock Lesnar with Paul E. Dangerously in his corner versus Triple H with the Heartbreak Kid.
Can I
Shawn
ask you something?
No.
What was Shawn Michaels wearing on Raw?
I didn't see, so I don't know, and I'm not sure I want
to
know.
You're questioning what he's wearing when he used to come to the ring
in chaps.
Yeah, but. I mean, as long as he's not wearing chaps.
It was a Stetson, and he had on a camo jacket with a collared shirt on.
Well,
he's done that before.
He's a Texan who has class.
So
JBL wore a really nice suit.
Do you remember what John Cena once wore to the Hall of Fame ceremony?
Well, let's not talk about John Cena.
Let's not talk about John Cena yet.
Array of shorts.
No. I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about when he still had the rapper gimmick.
He was still wearing shorts then.
Was he?
No. Yeah.
I'm talking to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I don't know what he wore to the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I'm assuming
a
throwback.
But I'm saying, like, he, with the exception of when he first came into the WWE against Kurt Angle.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I know you're not talking about that, but I'm just saying, like, with the exception of that, like, first match against Kurt Angle, where the challenge thing, he's always worn, like, camouflage shorts, jean shorts, or khaki shorts.
As a matter of fact, I just found what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's awesome.
At 2005.
Yeah, but that's kind of awesome, though.
No, it's not. It's just ugly.
Just so you know, our guest in the studio beat you to it.
Who? Our
the only person in the studio. I'm sorry, what's your name again? Yeah, Josh. Josh is the only person in the studio, and you ask who.
Interesting.
We have a guest co-host today, though. Kind of.
Oh yeah, Nick is here, but
getting back.
But Nick's always here.
Look,
getting back to the match.
Oh, we still have to talk about Brock Lesnar versus Triple H.
Anybody? Let's just
Brock.
I'll go.
Hold on, I think this takes a little bit more.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It
does.
It's Brock.
Okay. Are we going to see Stephanie? I guess right.
Well, I thought that's all we want. But now if Shawn's in Triple H's corner,
there's going to be a Shawn Heyman thing.
Okay.
Heyman Shawn going to have a thing. It's going to be funny because. No, yeah, because it's Paul Heyman.
No,
Paul Heyman can make anything funny.
Come on, Ruben. What?
Fine. But no, I mean,
who?
Well, Brock Lesnar's going to win, obviously.
Nick?
The game, Triple H.
You're out of your mind.
So we got three
so
Brocks.
So it's unanimous because I'm making Nick's decision. It's unanimous. Lesnar's winning.
Brock Lesnar.
You better put Triple H.
I'll tell you this, though.
Because Lesnar's winning.
I'll tell you this, though. The question is, when Lesnar ends the night, is he going to be a face or a heel? That is the question, because I personally think,
you think
that there's going to be respect between him and Triple H.
Yeah, but you think...
No, there won't.
You think it's going to be a broken arm?
Sean is going to be there to control Triple H, and I'll bet Steph... I'll bet Brock takes out Sean, and Stephanie comes out.
See that now. You're leading towards Triple H.
No. Because that'll give you Stephanie and Shawn to console Triple H after Triple H loses. his wife and his best friend.
But there's no... The only way Brock Lesnar is walking out of face is if he F5s Paul Heyman after the match.
No. That's not going to happen.
That's...
No. And he's going to be a heel.
You have made my point for me. He's going to be a heel walking out.
Well, our studio guest thinks that CM Punk might have something to do with it.
I don't think so.
No. You don't think so?
No.
Because they have to turn. I'm telling you, one of these guys have to turn. Well, somebody can't be a Paul Heyman guy for long.
Punk's got his own problems to deal with.
Yeah.
There's your payback.
A dead guy?
Yeah. The Phenom.
I think by SummerSlam, the we'll American, see Brock and Punk.
That's not a problem. That's an obvious lie.
The Phenom, the biggest dog in the yard.
No, it's going to be, I think by SummerSlam, we'll see Brock versus Punk.
Yeah.
I think at SummerSlam, we'll see Brock Punk.
So Punk turns face again?
Yes.
Actually, I'm sorry. I have to correct that. He wasn't saying CM Punk. He was saying the New Age Outlaws might have something to do with the match.
I don't think so.
No.
You didn't know?
It would be a big pop.
I could see. No.
No.
WWE is all about big pops.
Sorry, Josh.
I
see where you're going with it, but they got laid out by Brock, and the entire point of that was nobody comes back after getting laid out by Brock.
Yeah, I guess.
You're not going to see it.
Moving on, though, this one should be a little bit of a quick one also before Nick and Knight's favorite part of the show.
Yes.
It's We the People versus Made in America, Alberto Del Rio with Ricardo Rodriguez versus Jack Swagger with Zeb Coulter for the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm
not even thinking about this one because Alberto, there is, in my mind, Alberto Del Rio has to win or else you are, and I'm taking this completely out of wrestling context. Alberto Del Rio has to win or Jack Swagger, the things Jack Swagger said, the things he's done outside of the wrestling ring. And I know it's not Jack Swagger or Dutch Mantel saying these things, but it validates what they're talking about, and you can't have that, especially how this country, the zeitgeist of this country. You can't have them, just purely even in a non-wrestling point, you can't have it.
Wrong.
Alberto Del Rio is going to win.
Wrong. It is going to be Jack Swagger because Dolph Ziggler is going to turn face, and he is going to cash in.
I don't even think it has anything to do with turning face.
No, but he will.
But here's the thing, is that also with the fact that you could say that Ziggler stole the title from Swagger, yep. Now you've got something else with Swagger, and now you got Swagger versus Ziggler.
I still disagree.
I think it's show off.
First of all, I think Dolph Ziggler walks out of WrestleMania the WWE champion, not the World Heavyweight
it's
Champion.
Not possible. No.
World Heavyweight
Championship or bust.
Yes.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Nick, who's your pick? ADR or We the People?
Weed the People.
I messed.
Thank you.
Let's just say you went with that.
Jack
Swagger. We the People.
Yes.
We the People.
But of course, you already knew this.
Kevin?
Oh, dude. Obviously, Zeb Coulter. I mean, I think it's got to be Jack Swagger, like I said, because Money in the Bank.
He's not the
obvious.
Oldest person to ever have a
So are you
title.
Saying there's no. a cash in?
I said no, I'm saying it gets cashed in. And okay. I'm saying Dolph Ziggler leaves World Heavyweight Champion.
With two belts?
Yeah. Well, I already said that Team Hell No said we're
No,
wins,
no, so. Actually, yeah, you did. You took yeah. Hell No.
So, you know. I'm going with one. I'm hoping for two, but I'm going with one belt.
I think Ziggler steals it from Swagger, so I think Swagger gets the win. But I think ADR maybe hits him with a bucket finally, or does something to where Swagger is out, and I think Ziggler cashes in.
Yep.
So, coming up, double main event time. The two big ones, plus a couple of announcements, and we announced the winner of WrestleMania Mania, but it's time. It works when it wants to. Yes. I'm sure Zeb Coulter would love that computer. It works when it wants to. Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much, Nick, for the update.
No problem.
I'm sorry. I had to get the Jake Peavy mention in there.
That's okay. Movie.
He's a doll. He's going to go in there and he's going to work and other things.
He's a grinder.
You know what?
Grinder. I'm going to go in there. I'll give you 7 good innings every day and only give up 3 runs during the fifth.
I'm a Texas baseball guy. That's why I had 7 surgeries on my arm.
Ask Nolan Ryan.
Oh.
So, short segment here coming up, though. Obviously, we've got the double main event, of course. Greatness versus redemption. And then the streak versus respect. And then also, we got to announce the winner of WrestleMania Mania. Is everybody here watching it? Is everybody here going to be watching WrestleMania?
Of course. Of course. I mean, I've got to go to Toyota Park to do Fire Red Bulls for my show and the website I write at for the Fire. But
what time's the game?
4. So I should be home in time for most of it.
I'll be able to see most of WrestleMania. Because it starts at 6.
Yeah.
I'm not obviously not going to watch the pre-show.
No. It starts at 6. The pre-show's at 5.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. They always go 6 to 10.
Yeah, it's WrestleMania.
The only time they've ever not done that was WrestleMania 20, and they went from like 6 to like 10:40.
I thought, why wouldn't you do? I mean, I guess for the kids, right? But I'd still do 7 to 11.
No. They've never done 7 to 11.
Well, so I'll be able to see the second half of WrestleMania.
Yeah. You'll see the good matches, hopefully. Yeah.
Except for, you'll probably miss the World Heavyweight Championship.
Possibly.
And the tag titles.
And tag team, yeah.
I'm watching the whole thing with my Fat Elvis burger.
Say, where can you get the Fat Elvis Burger?
At the Square Circle of 2418 North Ashland.
Hey, whoa. They're not advertising with us yet.
I was wondering if he was actually going to do it.
When they pay.
Yeah, when they pay us, that's when you mention it, bud.
Okay.
Or at least when we get Tara on the show.
Lisa's going to thank me for this.
Okay. I don't even know that Lisa knows we exist, unfortunately. I will be actually going to a party. So, you know, that's what we always do. It's, you know, obviously, $10 a person. Once you pay the pay-per-view, whatever's left, you pay for food.
What are you going to eat?
Pizza. It's what we always get.
What kind of pizza?
Cheese, sausage,
pepperoni.
No,
I mean, like,
else.
From where?
I don't know.
Melnati's or bust?
I don't know.
Melnati's or bust.
And Kevin?
I'm probably going to Hooters.
The one in Indiana?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah. Some Hooters... obviously, also do show it, and I've always wanted to go to one, so I don't know.
So, and of course,
that's funny what you said.
And of course, I realize it now.
Yeah, I see where you went.
And of course, some Hooters are better than others.
Some Hooters are better than others.
Yes,
of course, we're talking about the restaurant, folks.
Of course,
but with that coming up, trust me, obviously, it's the big finale, double main event. And plus, our other special announcement about next week's show. You're listening to Shoulders to the Man, our WrestleMania rundown, only on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
I love...
Ain't no pitcher can hold Adam Dunn down.
Adam Dunn just smashed one up in Sox. No one cares.
Jerk?
Yeah,
except
I said
for the semi-packed house at U.S. Cellular Field.
Well, I'm sorry, what? I'm still looking for a fan.
Oh, come on, dude.
It's a noon Wednesday game.
Dude, this is not May.
In April.
This is not May. This is April. There's still fans in the seats.
No, that looks to be about a normal crowd. That looks to be about a normal crowd at a Sox game.
Oh, no. Believe me, it gets worse than that.
No, but I'm saying, compared to what I saw last year, about normal.
I can say this as a Sox fan, it gets worse.
Anyway, moving on. Double main event time. Well, I guess you could say there's a triple main event, but... Yeah. You know, but Triple H and Lesnar seems, you know, foregone.
Yeah.
This one might be foregone also. And that is the streak versus respect.
It is foregone, but...
Why?
It's foregone because I think The Undertaker has another year in him, at least. It's foregone because it makes sense to end it at 30 if you end it at all. It's foregone because even if Undertaker was to retire, why should... CM Punk get the victory?
Because Cena's busy.
But that's you don't have to end the streak.
to
retire the Undertaker.
I agree.
What else does Undertaker have left, though?
I mean, but that's what I'm saying.
Triple H made the point last year, but he was right. What else does the Undertaker have?
I'll tell you exactly why the Undertaker wins this year. Paul Bearer died. You're going to give him two blows at the same time? I mean, Undertaker would agree
Here's my question.
But, you know.
A question I pose to you.
Mm-hmm.
If Paul Bearer doesn't die, would you have given it to Punk?
Still no, because I believe next year is the year.
To who?
You know who.
No.
Well,
They're going to do a third. And we'll get into that as we talk about the actual main event.
No, you just can't see him. That's all it is.
No. They're going to do a third time next year.
No, they will.
They'll do three
at SummerSlam.
At this point, there is going to be a third.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll be smart. But we'll
get into that in a minute, real quick. Are we unanimous here again?
No.
Okay.
Who thinks Punk's gonna win?
Yeah. Who here actually thinks?
Well, okay.
Let me
put it to you this way.
Well, hold on. We'll run it down this way. Kevin, we got yours. Undertaker, yes. Right?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Nick.
The Phenom.
Okay. 21-0. Ruben.
Let me put it to you this way. Undertaker's going to win, but I'm still picking CM Punk.
How?
Because I want it so bad, and really, what advantage does the WWE have going forward by having Punk lose? What advantage does the WWE have? If Punk wins, they've got an entire year of stuff you could do. With Punk wins, where does Punk go if he loses? What happens? The question you got to ask yourself is, going forward, what happens to CM Punk if he loses?
He becomes a face. Because someone else will be the top heel in the company. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Because of what you said, I completely disagree about who the top heel is going to be.
He can't. Because they both can't be top heels. Just like they both couldn't be top faces. That was horrible having them both.
Oh,
be
you mean
faces.
you mean about the
yeah,
the
that
Cena
guy.
Thing?
Yes,
but
the Cena problem. Yes,
right. There's a Cena problem we'll get into.
Yes.
I think
yeah, it's Cena.
Yeah, Punk. I'm picking Punk to win because I think it just creatively, if you get more if CM Punk wins than if he loses, you can get more out of CM Punk if he wins.
I mean,
I'm
CM Punk.
Except, you know, honestly, and this will get into the main event. I think next year, even though I know, real quick, Jay, if you're listening, I know you've yelled at me about this, but I think because of the fact that they're going to be doing Cena Rock 3 at WrestleMania.
You can't.
Why? Why can't you?
It's bad booking.
Yeah.
It is.
It's bad completely booking. Bad booking.
SummerSlam.
Okay, I get that it's bad booking.
That doesn't mean that
it's
doesn't
a WWE though. Yeah. It does. They don't care. They don't care if it's bad booking. They could give two craps about it.
But continue your point.
I see. It's tough because if Paul Bearer hadn't died, I was giving it to Punk.
Okay.
But like you said, because of the two major blows, so. Unfortunately, I have to go with Taker. I don't really want to, though, because
see,
that
you
gives
have this,
me...
You have the same problem I did.
Exactly, because that tells me, now, are they going to wait 2 years for Cena and Taker?
They're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
They're not doing
it'll
at SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Maybe. No. Thank you for killing it, Nick.
Actually, yes.
No, now we can thank you for killing it because we have time.
You appreciate it. But I don't think. Because if you do, I don't think the WWE knows what they did wrong, and I don't think they'll repeat it and handicap themselves by putting John Cena and The Rock 3 at WrestleMania.
Hell in a Cell for the title. Have Cena hold it a year.
No, it's not gonna happen.
It's
yeah. Well,
you know, you can't.
And you know what? Next week, I will gladly explain why after everything happens. Because I'm only gonna explain it if everything happens the way it's supposed to. I will explain to you why.
I know where we're going.
Unless
because
it happens the way you think it's going to happen, then you can have John Cena hold the title for a year.
He won't have the title for a year. This is not the year of Cena. I'm just letting you know that right now. I'm like, but speaking about Cena,
real quick. What? I'm pretty much just going to say, because I have no choice, because of the Paul Bearer factor, I have to say Taker.
That's right.
So I'm the only one. 21-0. I'm the only person who has
Punk. Even though you, well, Josh, you even said Taker, but you're taking Punk.
I'm taking Punk because I think it's the right thing to do, and I think
and that's
in this
kind
case,
of how because if Paul Bearer hadn't passed away, rest in peace, William Moody. I'm not knocking him in. I'm not trying to knock.
It's all your fault.
It's just the fact. It's just the fact that it kind of changed what they have to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. If Paul Bearer hadn't passed away, I was dead set that Punk was going to take the streak.
I see what you're saying, and it's a lot definitely less of a possibility. I still think the WWE have to recognize they still have to do it.
I'll say
they have to give Punk
the
victory.
This is the best chance of them ending the streak since maybe he went against Kane.
I would actually
the first Shawn Michaels match.
No, yeah. I'd never believe Shawn Michaels was going to end the streak.
I wholeheartedly believe he was. I figured if anybody was going to do it, it was going
to
be Shawn.
They booked it to where it could have been a possibility.
It makes sense because it's Mr. WrestleMania. But now we have to go into
the main event.
That's right.
Speaking of the main event, Heartbreak Kid.
This is the most important match on the card for several reasons.
Because it ends.
Well, it damn well better be the most important match.
Well, I mean, there's the obvious reason that it's the Rock Cena for WWE Championship, but also
once in a lifetime, second time,
but
twice
also
in a lifetime.
Also because of, I completely disagree with the two of you. I think, like I said when we talked about it, I think Dolph Ziggler walks out WWE champion.
He's not. No.
Like,
just stop
there's
it.
There's a reason why that suitcase is
blue.
Because they are going to have Dolph Ziggler be the face of SmackDown.
That's why he's losing so much.
I still refuse.
No, I'm serious.
I refuse to believe.
He's lost almost every match.
It's a world heavyweight title
contract.
Because
he's going to hold all these belts.
I refuse to believe that matters anymore.
It's a world
heavyweight.
Yes, it does.
They've made a point of saying that it does.
It does. Believe me. It can't happen. It won't happen.
It won't happen.
Which means there's still a slight possibility. But you know.
No. I'm wholeheartedly refusing to believe any fiber of that will happen.
But before you get to all that anyway.
Can we actually get back to the match?
Yes, yeah, someone's got to win.
Get it.
It's unanimous.
It's John Cena.
Wait a minute. I said it was unanimous before. Kevin, Ruben, I think all three of us agree.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely John Cena.
Nick?
John Cena.
Okay, we are unanimous.
Right, it's John Cena.
So let's talk about the nitty gritty. We're talking about how it happens. And I'm telling you right now.
Sierra, Hotel. Indigo, Echo.
Like, it's going to be the Shield. It's going to be irony because of Roman Reigns, you know, The Rock's cousin. He's going to put The Rock out of his misery. It's going to be a triple
power bomb.
Better
yet, have him grab the microphone. I did it.
To The Rock.
To The Rock. Wait, what? Speaking of collisions, two Sox players just collided and they dropped.
Diane Vicieto and
The two people who speak the same language on the team.
Oh, that's
collide.
Mean.
That's bad.
I mean,
typical White Sox. That's why I say they suck.
My boys.
It was Vicieto's fault.
Yeah,
it was. But he didn't call Ramirez.
But Ramirez called him off. Ramirez called him off. He said, "I got it."
Right, but
you listen
even,
to the shortstop.
Even so, it's, in baseball, it's always the players coming into his.
Yeah, but you listen to your shortstop.
But they were both coming into each other. Yeah. Anyway.
But it wouldn't be the first time. Back to the Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be the first time the WWE let something like that slip. Mr. Mark Henry and you know. I know you want to touch me, and I want to touch you.
Oh,
what was
God.
That? Like, but. Look,
so okay,
the Shield is going to take them out. The Shield, I'm gonna tell you why. Remember when it was the super team of Sheamus,
Super Friends,
Sheamus, Orton, and Cena. Remember this: Cena didn't get beat in any way. It was Sheamus and Orton that got beat in that match. Cena had the pin, number one. Number two, they solved the John Cena problem. And
is the solution him joining?
Yes.
Do
we see Passion Beach 96?
He insulted fans in Philadelphia. Granted,
it's Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia.
Right. But still, he insulted the fans. I'm just saying.
It's an idea. And it's...
The closer and closer we get, the more and more I think Cena is going to turn heel.
Yes.
Or are they pulling off typical Cena stuff? Because actually, he pulled it off last year where a lot of people said he was going to turn heel. And then he loses to The Rock, and then he goes out and cuts a promo the very next night and says, "You're expecting me to be angry at the WWE fans and all that, but I'm not."
But here's the thing. It's easy to stay a face when you lose. But when you win,
I believe somebody just pulled that off in another company as a face winning and turning heel.
They always do it in that company.
Well, that's true.
And it was effective.
That's right.
I think.
I
think.
And then we'll have a 6-part series on how it happened.
Exactly.
It'll be better than anything on the show.
All right. So we're all. Go ahead.
Okay. You all know, and you say no, but I think that's what's happening. I think Cena's winning.
They're teasing it, but it doesn't happen.
Cena. I completely disagree, and I know you've totally talked down, but I'm still saying, and I still believe it.
About beating a dead horse.
And you're wrong, and I'm going to beat this dead horse. And at the end of the day, I'm going to rewrite, and if I'm not, you guys can make fun of me next week about me being stupid and not listening to you, because you two are obviously the smarter ones on the show.
That's scary.
My name's Mark.
Cena wins.
I'm smart.
Cena wins. The Shield comes out, destroys Cena, and then what's his name? Dolph Ziggler comes in. Gets the WWE.
No.
I know you say no, but I say that's what's happening.
No,
Dolph Ziggler's gonna.
Ziggler's not cashing in. Ziggler can't cash in.
This is in. Heel Ziggler on Twitter just said Ruben's an idiot. He doesn't even know who Ruben is, and he's tweeting.
He knows of our show! Real quick, do we get a Divas title match?
No.
No.
No?
Oh, well, yes. Pre-show.
Okay. Does AJ take the title?
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to know what?
Does Zig, Big, and Crazy walk out with 3 titles?
Sure, why not?
I have to say no because I picked
I'm saying yes.
I picked Hell No, too. I think the greatest thing ever would be for Caitlyn to come out and give Diddy a chair shot during his performance, and then you have the Divas match instead of Diddy.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Of course it's not going to happen, but I want it to happen.
Well, yeah, it'd be awesome to happen.
I mean, Diddy...
Diddy's got a concert, by the way. Yeah, no one cares.
I think Diddy would actually be down for that.
He might, who knows.
Diddy is probably going to be in the Hall of Fame in the next 3 years, right. Just so you know.
But he'd have to do something wrestling related. That could be the wrestling related.
He is, right now.
Getting knocked in the chair by Caitlin.
However, folks, and real quick, to announce the results. The greatest WrestleMania of all time, as voted on by the fans over the past about 3 weeks, is...
Of course it is.
Of course.
There's no way it couldn't have.
Honestly, a reason we gave it the number one seed.
It's the greatest WrestleMania.
It is the greatest WrestleMania of all time. WrestleMania 17 gets the win. Of course, Houston, we have a problem. Unbelievable card.
Bobby Heenan and Gene Okerlund calling a match.
In my opinion, one of the greatest main events of all time. I love that main event, Rock Austin, too.
I and Sheik love it, too.
Yeah, she get win.
She get win. Biggest stage.
Yes, WrestleMania 17 defeated WrestleMania 3 in the finals.
How great was it, by the way, that Edge and Christian won the titles there?
They did. They won it at 16 also.
The greatest WrestleMania, one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all time, Edge and Christian go over the two teams that you would have expected to win coming in.
I would say... Out of all the matches on that, I would say I would pick 3 of them to easily be in the top 10 of WrestleMania matches.
Let me take a guess. TLC 2, Rock Austin 2, and Benoit Angle?
actually, I kind of like Triple H versus
Undertaker.
Okay, yeah, that was a good match.
Yeah, the street Undertaker. Fight no one talks about.
Yeah, right. that WWE forgot about for 6 months.
That was
it was too close to the Benoit match.
Yeah. Oh! That's mean. And on that note, though, we are out of time. However,
Diane Vissiero is killing
one
me right now.
More big announcement.
Huge.
Next week, we move to 10 a.m. Central, so we will be from 10 to 1. And what a way to kick off our move to 3 hours, as we will have a little bit of a Shimmer preview along with WrestleMania review. And we will have Miss Natural Heather Patera. We're finishing confirming with Nikki St. John.
And the big one.
And the big one. Just confirmed this past weekend. Former WWE Diva. Former Shimmer wrestler, making her return at Shimmer 53 in New Jersey this weekend, and then she will be in Berwyn next weekend. The only female member of the Straight Edge Society, Serena Deeb.
I am so looking forward to that.
So am I.
Who is it? I was so happy when I was able to confirm it.
Well, you know, I'm joking.
You turn his mic off right now.
And Nick will no longer be part of the show.
And yes. Nick, congratulations. Your first show and your last.
Oh, well, you get it.
Congratulations. Let me shake your hand.
No, I'm sure you'll be on there some more. You did pretty good.
Yeah, you didn't do too bad.
I could do better if you give me more time. No, I was joking.
More time? Don't push it.
You were on for an hour and a half.
Exactly. All right, folks, we're out of time.
More time.
We want to thank our special guest, Mr. Nick Pena, for joining us. Special thanks to everyone who voted in the WrestleMania Mania Finals. Be sure to find us on Facebook. Shoulders to the Mat is the page. Also, very soon, shoulderstothemat.wordpress.com. We're getting that set up, so we're going to have a website launch soon. Also, at STTM_CSR. Everything's the initials. Find us on Twitter. We'll be back, don't forget, next week at 10 a.m. Central until 1 p.m. Central. Thanks a lot. You have been listening.
Watch me be right about the main event.
No. You're dead wrong. Make sure you tune in. You have been listening to the WrestleMania Rundown on Shoulders to the Mat on Chicagoland Sports Radio.